Two more companies add their names to the layoff bloodbath massacre currently happening in gaming, and the entire marketing team at Nintendo is not one of them, sadly. Here we are on episode 130 of Playconomics.
Good, everyone, and welcome to the 130th episode of the Playconomics podcast, where we break down the business behind your favorite video games and our favorite video games and provide you with financial context for industry trends. I'm one of your hosts, Matt Mascari, and joined with me today, the still standing, the liver recovered, the prime example of not a soft man.
Oh my God, not soft
is Bobby Kuwicki. And let me tell you something. The reason we didn't have the episode last week was because we were at my bachelor party, which still engaged. So it clearly wasn't that fun of a bachelor party. But
if
amazing
the tapes
time.
Leaked, your engagement wouldn't be the least of your worries.
If the tapes leaked, that is very true. Indictments on deck. But thanks again to everybody that came out to the bachelor party. You guys are the real MVPs. And we're going to get
I won't name names. Hold on. But you have a friend.
Rocky?
Who the hell is Rocky?
The dude driving the boat.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that guy. No, your buddy. Your buddy. I won't mention his real name. Who is...
Named after a bug?
Yes, who was named after a bug. Coolest guy I've ever met. Shout out to that guy.
In the Discord.
I will happily give up my hosting seat to him. In a moment's notice, he can have it.
We showed up,
and this guy was like, oh, man, Helldivers 2 looks great. And I was like, you're goddamn right it does. And you're goddamn right it is.
Then what? Then it was Soul Silver's the best game to ever be created. Boom. Gotta play Soul Silver. You need Lugia. But then he said that his main was fucking Chikorita. So,
that really
get him
the
off.
Breaks.
Get him off. Oh. Shout out to the boys.
Oh, you know what else is getting off, Matt? Everybody who was part of the massive round of layoffs.
Yep. So what we're going to open with today is a topic that I like to call PlayStation had a bunch of layoffs. And now it's time for us to look at them and say, is your business model sustainable? Because in the article brought to you by Tech Radar, they report that 8% of the company got laid off. Multiple big name studios. You had Naughty Dog layoffs. You had Insomniac layoffs. 900 people overall got laid off. What the hell is going on at Sony right now? And how much of it is the Bungie purchase? And how much of it is their games are too expensive? They don't sell enough because they're all exclusive. And they're hemorrhaging money to be able to put on products that people use to glorify.
I've never seen somebody so upset that they have an inferior console. So let me explain to you the problem that has affected Sony, Embracer Group, EA, some studios at Xbox, literally industry-wide.
They tried to be Microsoft and couldn't do it.
No, because you have had actually large-scale layoffs.
Because of a merger and we got rid of our QA team. Relax. This was real...
Drink the coke.
This was real developers and real talent layoffs. We covered.
Oh, so you're saying you didn't have real talent?
No, I'm saying they were customer service. They got laid off and offshore. That is very different from during a merger to get your customer service team cut for overseas support versus laying off the people that make your games.
You done?
Oh, I'm done.
Good.
But I've just started. No, I'm just kidding.
Just let it out. Okay. So clearly what we've seen industry-wide is a shrinking post-COVID going into what is due to be a financially tumultuous year. Not just Sony, not just EA. Frankly, the only people who seem insulated from this are Nintendo, which is wild because, like I said in the intro, their marketing team should be the first people on the unemployment line. I have no problem saying that.
Last time there was large-scale layoffs in the video game industry like a year and a half ago, Nintendo gave everybody raises. The fact that they are able to operate their business the way that they do is because we keep buying inferior games. It has to cost them $45 to make a new Pokemon game.
$4.50.
I was going to give them $45 to make a new Pokemon game. It's all existing assets, and then they borrow from Legend of Zelda. What was the one on the N64? There was two of them. Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time. They borrow assets from that and previous Pokemon games, and boom, new Pokemon game. But we'll get into them. So
let's focus on PlayStation here and industry-wide, yep. And we can kind of loop in the EA thing. I think that overall, you're seeing an industry that is scooting backwards here. Hold on. Is that my wife? My wife. Hold on.
We're gonna have to my move. Wife.
Overall, we're seeing
my wife.
An industry that's scooting backwards here. And you pose this as, is this a business model thing? Is this a Bungie thing? I think it's a little bit of everything. I think that I'm ready to be at the point where I'm like, Insomniac does not need to make 150 X-Men games. And Naughty Dog did not need to make a live service game. And Sony did not need to buy Bungie. D, all of the above, is the answer to all of these things. Because you didn't need the studio who couldn't run their own live service game well telling your people who make really good cinematic games how to do their games. Because you just burned a whole bunch of cash on something that could have gone to a new IP, Part 3, Uncharted 5, whatever, right? Yep. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. Overall, in terms of this, I mean, a lot of the studios were pissed. You know, if you saw Insomniac put out that entire letter about this, they were like, meh, this is wildly uncool.
Yep.
900 people is a not insignificant number. That's a massive amount of people. You had Hiroki Totoki come out and say to Bungie that they are not accountable. They make great games. They're real creative and it's real fun, but you guys can't deliver on time. You're bad with money. And that's a problem when you're running an actual business. Yep. So I feel like this is just dovetailing out of that. Thoughts?
So I want to get your opinion, and I'll give you my blame pie scenario. And I'll add a piece to this because, yes, I think that part of it is that they had two major IPs canceled in the last couple of years, or in the last 6 months to a year, and they made the really bad purchase of Bungie. Mm-hmm. It was a reactionary purchase. The Bungie purchase cost a lot of liquid cash, and then they pulled the live service game from Naughty Dog, and then they pulled Marathon from Bungie, the studio they just purchased. Those are both indefinitely canceled, if not permanently canceled, I think. Marathon's indefinitely, and the one from Naughty Dog is just, it got canned. At the same time, I think that even outside of those two microcosms of their four-way, their venture into live service games is the bigger issue. And I'm back on the soapbox, baby. Their games cost too much to be a single person narrative 19 to 25 hour game.
Did you see how the CPA held you dead to rights that I've been saying that for a long time in the comments?
He absolutely did not. He said that it was 95% myself, which it is.
But 5% is not 100%, which means I have said that in the past. So as long as we're clear that I have
said that. Yeah, you have said that when you're literally backed into a corner, and that's just where your like fanboyishness. You needed to admit it, because the first step of identifying and curing a problem is knowing that you have one. But what I was getting to is blame pie. So the four major factors of what is going on at Sony right now is, one, their games are too expensive and they don't sell enough because they're only working on their own console. So they're only in PlayStation. Two, they bought Bungie and it was a huge mistake. Three, they had to cut a bunch of IP that they just tried to put out. And four, normal economic strife due to bad economic times. It's a rough post-COVID for the video game industry and a majority of other industries as a whole. So of those four subsections, what am I giving the biggest piece of the pie? And I have to say it's that the games are too expensive.
Yeah, that makes no sense. That makes no sense. That makes zero sense. That makes zero because, sense predicated
on... No. Hold on. Hold on.
You're wrong.
Let me explain the pie.
Wrongly.
The only...
Incorrectly.
Let me explain the pie.
With zero idea what you're talking about.
you cannot give credence to Bungie being a bad purchase and that they should not have made those live service games without identifying that the reason they made those two choices was because their games are too expensive and they take too long to develop and they were shit out of luck with funding. They needed to take an answer, and they were like, Microsoft does big purchases. Microsoft does live service. We need this in our ecosystem. Boom. They made those two purchases. And that's why I give a lot of the credence to their business model is not sustainable. Large, exclusive first-party games are not the only thing that you could be known for anymore. And then I give about 40% of it to just economic strife. It's bad economic times. Out of here on it.
So large first party games are not what you could be known for anymore. That's the hill you're gonna die on. And I'm gonna dead to rights here. 1-2 knockout punch.
It is not sustainable to do exclusive console sales as the only way to make your money.
Interesting. We've had the same comment. There is a little company that we're gonna talk about later on in the show here. Mm-hmm. That has built his entire business model off of big expensive games that people will light themselves.
Those are not big expensive games, and you know it. I don't see Nintendo coming out and saying they spent $250 million to make Pokemon. Get out of here. That is a weak.
What do you think Tears of the Kingdom's budget was?
150 max.
You're just pulling numbers out of your ass. You're better than
Where am I supposed to get that? Where am I supposed to get that?
Research, come with good points, because you're not going to tell me that people can't survive off of exclusives.
How much is it? Budgets. And the business model for the Switch compared to Sony is a huge difference.
Not much.
It is.
How?
It just significantly is. How? Their assets are reused constantly. The life cycle of their product is way longer. And on top of it, their console is cheaper and has a wider reach of who their target audience is. Children can't play The Last of Us. They'll play Pokemon, though.
I will find the budget for Tears of the Kingdom because I'm not seeing it right here, but I assure you that your idea that you can't survive off of exclusives is wrong simply because somebody else is currently winning at it.
I know, but they're not a one-to-one comparison.
Because you refuse to acknowledge that.
No, it's just not. You can't tell me that a game like, first of all, Tears of the Kingdom is an expansively bigger game than Spider-Man. You can't tell me it's not. It's huge compared to the amount of content that you get out of Spider-Man. So they put more, even if they did spend the same amount of money, you're getting and giving more product out of it. And then they're floated by the plethora of Nintendo games that sell and microtransact more than anything that Sony puts out. You're telling me that in a heartbeat, Sony wouldn't want Pokemon?
Anybody would want Pokemon. You guys would want Pokemon. You tried to get Pokemon on your own shitty service.
It has Pokemon. They are the IP from Sony and the IP from Nintendo are not the same. They're not comparable, and their demographics are not comparable. They're not even in the same genre. Like, yes, they're both technically consoles. One is a handheld. One is not.
Until you put it on your TV and then it's not.
Stop it. Who does that? Who bought the Switch for TV? Nobody. They bought it for handheld.
All those they're people not in the same. All those happy families in the commercial, Matt.
They're not the same. They're not the same. Vamp for a minute. Yeah, they're not. Vamp for a minute because I'm going to get the budget for Tears of the Kingdom.
So what... It all comes down to here, folks, is that Matt is categorically wrong. We'll never admit that he is.
And you have no proof to say that I'm
vamping,
wrong.
Am I vamping? Are you?
I'm just saying, I just needed
okay,
to get that
it.
In.
Okay. Back to the vamp. But the point is, I am also wrong, which means we're both right, and you will never know the difference. The true reason you're listening to this is because we are seeing an industry-wide layoff fest right now. You're seeing it in tech. You're seeing it in gaming. You're seeing it everywhere that doesn't require a hammer and nail to build things. Would you agree, Matt?
Yes.
Okay. So while this is not an isolated incident, it is one to keep an eye on going into the future here. I would say that, you know, we're getting PS5 Pro probably this holiday. Xbox is saying they're going to shit out another terrible console probably not too long after
It's just going to be digital.
PS5 Pro is going to take Xbox. So what do you do? You do Series Z over there?
What?
Because you're another marketing.
What games are you going to play? What games are you going to put on the PS5 Pro? Nothing? Anything? Anything at all? It's going to release before 2025 when you have zero games to play and zero games to launch it with. Stop it. You're not getting it until 2025 mid-year.
So you don't think we're getting PS5 Pro this holiday?
Zero shot. For what game?
Hold on.
For what game?
Hold on. What if you're wrong?
Make the bet. I'm not. It, just like the Nintendo Switch 2 is not coming out this year.
Well, they've said that. So that's not
I was right about that one as well.
PS5 Pro this holiday.
It's not going to happen. They don't have any fucking games.
Or.
PS5 Pro this holiday, I'll buy one. How about that?
No, that's low table stakes, Matthew. I don't need that from you. You already have a...
I'll buy you one. Fuck it.
Buy my own. No. I need you to feel every second of this loss. And in order to do that, which you'll thank me for in the end, I'm going to Miyagi you here.
Yep.
You have to play Bloodborne all the way through every boss.
Matt, how many bosses?
Such an easy DLC win. You don't even have to play the DLC, which is arguably the best DLC FromSoft has ever made before
Shadow. Until the Elden Ring.
Shadow of the Elden Ring.
Yeah. But, okay.
Fishing Hamlet, Maria's Astral Clock Tower, you know, Orphan of Cod Caesar.
Whatever. Okay, I'll beat Bloodborne. That's what you're asking, if I'm wrong?
Well, that's what I'm telling you when you're wrong.
The only caveat I will put to this is if you are about to pull up an article that says that it has a confirmed release date for 2024, then I do not agree to that.
Oh, but Matt.
I'm working on the information I have. If you have other information as of right now.
Speculations and rumors, which I won't waste a man of your aptitude, stature, and overall towering intellect with as you Google PS5 Pro suspected release date.
When's it coming out? I'll take the bet.
I would recommend you start with the saw cleaver or the axe, the threaded cane. Fun, but not the, that's the Chikorita of starting weapons. Go with the blunderbuss. It makes parrying easier. You don't need a shield or the lantern.
Chikorita is not a good example.
The threaded cane is the Chikorita of Bloodborne weapons.
Let's get into EA. We've talked enough about Sony. Bobby's wrong categorically, and a lot of what is wrong with Sony is because they make games that are way too expensive and they're not good content, and they have
and
to
they're not good not... content. How many Game of the Years does Xbox have? Like the shit you say is just verbally saying, stupid.
I'm just saying, Kurt, in 2024 they are not releasing anything good. That's okay. A factual statement.
I love how when you talk fast when you're scared of your points.
I'm just saying. So we're going into EA, and EA is a very similar situation where they had 6% of their people laid off, 670 people in total. And what they're doing, and is what I believe Sony should do, and a very simple solution, and also a huge departure for where we used to be with gaming and where we are going and how it's going to track directly into the way that movies changed their genre about 10-15 years ago. EA has announced that they are shifting completely away from any new IP to completely owned and operated their own IP, already existing, sports, and massive online games that they already have in development. I wanted to bring this up for two points. One, it is too expensive in 2024 to put out a game that you don't know is going to sell. It costs hundreds of millions of dollars to make these games, and if they flop, you were screwed. So you either A, need a business model that doesn't rely on that, Game Pass, or you need to make sure they're golden. And the only way to do that is to leverage already existing IP. I'm assuming EA is going to quadruple down on Star Wars, similar to the way that Sony is going to use Marvel. The sports games, I don't know what they're going to try to get out of the sports games. The fact that they're charging us $70 for... No. Like, if they're trying to squeeze more out of it. Like, I don't know how it could possibly get worse for the gamer than sports games.
What are you talking about?
No. I'm not saying that they're going to try... I'm not saying that they're not going to get more money and that the sports games are not a sustainable business model. I'm saying it sucks for the people that own and enjoy sports games.
Those because are the they're going lowest to get... rung of people. Those are the card oh my God, pack this is opening. Have you seen the videos of people lighting themselves on fire when they pull a Ronaldo rookie card in EA Football Club, formerly FIFA? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Come on.
It's gonna, like, they're already charging these people $70 for a DLC. How much more could they possibly charge you with the sports games? How much?
Want to bet? Because those people pulling Ronaldo cards are going to...
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's only going to get worse for the sports people moving forward. And then it also gets... It just gets screwed for all of the multiplayer people. So the Apex Legends fans out there. Games going to microtransaction hell. The microtransaction in Apex is already a shitty situation. It's going to get worse. Want that reskin? $160. You know there's some skins in Apex that are $160 per skin? It's insane. I only have three.
How is it that you are one person who I have such amicable respect and brotherly love for, and you found a way to just pick all of the worst fandoms and put them under your umbrella?
No.
No.
They said this. Did you not read the article? No, they said it in the article.
I'm talking about Apex. I understand. I fully believe you that there's a $100, $60 Apex skin. What I find funny is that, let me go through your list of loving L's. Sonic.
Who's on a flagship game for your console now.
Naruto.
I'm teaching my future kids that Naruto was Jesus. There's nothing you could do to stop
me. Pentiment.
I tried to play Pentiment again on the plane.
Baldur's Gate. Like, when will you learn? When will you get taste?
I'm just saying, two of the games that you, the only two video games you just mentioned, both got 10 out of 10s on Metacritic. I'm just saying.
In all seriousness, EA basically looked at their balance sheet and said, oh, 90% of our profits come from the top 10% of our games. What if we took everything that's not Apex Legends or Star Wars or EA Football Club and just didn't make that anymore? Makes sense. Okay.
But do you know why this is sustainable? Because what is similar about all three of those things?
They're live service cash grab bad games.
They have constant content. They're not all live service. I wouldn't consider sports games live service, and I wouldn't consider the Star Wars games live service either. They have a game out every single goddamn year.
So here is a good point of why Star Wars is much like Mario, because in lieu of what Sony was trying, like, Sony tried it and failed with their Smash Brothers clone.
What was it?
All-Star Brawl. It was Smash Brothers. With Sony characters.
Yep.
What they understand with Star Wars, why that license is so valuable, and what they understand with Mario and why he's so versatile, is because it's the world where you could say, oh, people don't buy the game where Mario jumps down the pipe anymore. What if we made him play golf? What if he drove a car? What if he was a XCOM style, you know, turn-based dice rolling, terrible game. Oh, Star Wars? You want an Uncharted Star Wars game? Cool, here you go. You want an uncharted Star Wars open world game? A Star Wars Far Cry game? Here you go. You want a first
What's your
shooter?
Favorite game? What's your favorite game? It's Star Wars now.
Yep.
And it sells.
And so I think them saying, oh my God, guys, we could just keep doing this. Boom.
But they do it quick and cheap.
No, what they do is they spread it out, okay? Because the same studio that is making Star Wars, Jedi, whatever, didn't make the Star Wars Rogue Squadron game, didn't make Battlefront.
Right? So what you're saying is Sony can't ship a game.
No, what I'm saying is if Sony, in lieu of purchasing studios, the same way that they're trying to make movie properties out of all of their studios, and almost like they tried to do with Horizon Zero Dawn, where they're like, it's now a PSVR 2 game, is to spin off your most popular IPs so that you can have many projects working at once in different realms. Does that make sense?
It does, but at the same time,
also,
at the same time,
I just have to stop you right there because I forgot at the beginning and I was going to do a whole bit and I forgot about it. Do you know what today is, Matt?
March 1st.
Mm-hmm. That's the 1 year anniversary of?
No.
The PSVR 2 launching.
They got the two new ones coming.
Oh, how has it been a year since the greatest VR console of all time launched?
I don't know. Name three games that came out for it.
So my heart goes out to everyone at EA. And that's it.
So hold on. You asked me a direct question and then interrupted your own question with an aside about the PSVR 2.
I forgot the bit.
What is the difference between what Sony's doing with trying to get into TV, video games, and the VR? They're selling all of those products to a very niche market that enjoys all three, or very tiny, little bigger than niches that enjoy one of them. Instead, EA is saying, this is all for you. It would be like if instead of a Last of Us TV show, a Last of Us remake, a Last of Us new game, it all came to just the PS5. Then they would be doubling down on their IP in a sustainable way.
But so we're not in agreeance there, because that's what I said that they should do.
No. The fact that it's TV, the game on, or the remaster, which I don't consider a game and don't consider that a usable form of this, and then VR 2 is different than EA saying, here's Star Wars 1, and then a year later, different version of Star Wars, and then a year later, different version of Star Wars, but they're all playable on the same console.
Correct. I'm saying that that's what they should do.
Yes, but I think the TV and the VR should be completely out of it. I don't
Correct.
Think those two things.
Correct.
Yes.
We are in agreement. Yeah. That's exactly what I said. Yeah.
Okay. It did not seem like that's what you were saying.
What I'm saying is, if we had gotten Astrobot is a great example, because that is like our current Sackboy and he's the most family friendly. Mm-hmm. We had gotten an Astro Kart Racer, Astrobot platformer. You could spin that off a couple different ways. They tried with Horizon, right? Like and they said we're getting a Horizon MMO and all this kind of stuff. Like,
where's the execution though?
It's not there. I think they have everybody has sort of seceded from the movie TV space because nobody had ever seen it done well. And Sony's landed the blow now where, you know, one of their flagship shows got nominated for an Emmy and Pedro Pascal just won a Golden Globe. Like,
yep.
The flag's on the hill. This is their game and nobody's going to touch them. The same way they do.
I hope they're the only people that do it.
What?
I literally hope that Sony's the only people that ever do this ever.
Because they're the only ones who do it well.
Yes. Like, if nobody else, like the Halo TV show should be canceled.
You love that. You love that.
I haven't even watched season 2 yet.
Yes,
I'm waiting for Sarah to come back so we could binge the whole thing in one night and get it over with, because I have to watch it. I just love the lore of Halo. Like, I can't not watch it. I don't care how bad it is. But like, after The Last of Us, just every video game TV show needs to either be like that or don't make it. But to get back to our point of EA doubling down on what they're good at, they're like you eloquently said, top 10% of their game makes 90% of their revenue. There's no reason to make any of the other 90% of games. Just get rid of them. We don't need them. Cut costs. We need game. Don't care what they are. As long as they follow we already own it, Star Wars. It's a sports game, Madden, or it's a Apex Legends where literally farming you for money as you buy $160 skins. Sony just doesn't want to do that. And I'm happy that they eventually landed on Marvel, but I don't think if they're going to keep throwing $250 million
I would say
$250K would be nothing. If they're going to keep throwing $250 million at each of these IP, they're just going to burn through cash. It's not sustainable. It is not sustainable for them to continuously do that and put out content year after year after year after year after year, throwing that much money and keeping them exclusive. If you want to make the Wolverine game next year and have it release on PC and Steam, done. I will say no. I will have no comments about Sony's current business model. Completely okay with it. Don't bring it to Xbox. It's fine. It doesn't need to be there. It needs to be on Steam. And I think the biggest thing that I took away from Helldivers 2 is that there is no reason for it to not be there. You think Helldivers 2 is the cultural phenomenon that it is right now without Steam? Zero. Zero shot. You don't think Spider-Man 2 would have been a monstrous success, potentially game of the year winner, if it had released on Steam day one?
I come on, stop.
It's not. Baldur's Gate was going to win because it's a better game, handover. Like, it just is. But their business model compared to what they are trying to do, what EA said they were going to do, but they don't have the backbone to keep releasing games. And they need to put the games out. There's nothing slated until the middle of 2025, and then you have one expected game. God, it takes too long.
I can't wait for you to...
You don't think there's a problem in Sony's development cycle right now?
I do. I just know that when the games come, it's going to be fantastic.
And what if it doesn't?
It will. Any other bad predictions you got?
You'll buy a PS5 Pro this cycle, or are you going to wait for games to come out?
What does this cycle mean?
In 2024. In 2024, if it comes out in 2024, you're going to buy one?
You know I've just made possibly the largest financial purchase of my entire life. Mm-hmm. So I'm lucky if I'm buying food.
That's fair.
I'd like to. Yeah, why not?
Okay, let me ask you this. And I'm saying relative to itself, relative to Sony, in Sony's metrics, is the PS5 Pro going to do well if it drops holiday season?
Yes.
By their own metrics?
Yes. Specifically because you have a latent demand, I would say, because of all these leaks. I think you have seen... Hold on. You asked. Let me finish. Twofold. I think you're going to have a head and a tail to the PS5 Pro sales. The tail is not going to be because of anything Sony. It's going to be because of GTA 6. Everybody's going to want to play GTA 6 in 8K ray tracing. You're going to want to see every strand of hair on her head.
Yep.
Right. I think the head is going to be demand has stayed relatively the same. However, now with the rumors coming out, and there's been pro rumors for a year, people do this with phones. We're halfway through a phone. You don't buy the new phone. You just wait until the next one comes out, where I feel like a lot of people who want the PlayStation are saying, but that Pro's coming. Why don't I just get the Pro? Why don't I just get the Pro when it comes out? You know what I mean? Because you have all those people, the scalpers. The scalpers, you know, now all the scalpers are going to come back, and the bots. That's what's going to happen.
Scalpers and the bots.
Oh, I can't. Oh, my God. I'm licking my chops.
Cannot wait for them in the comments. I completely forgot about that. That was like one of our first reels ever. And it just popped off for 250K views because you said that scalpers were imaginary.
They are, they were, and they always will be.
Insane take.
The scalpers bought 900 PS5. Jacob, shut up. That's not how it works.
We are going to take it into...
Let me just get ahead of this. PS5 Pro comes out. Let's say it's $600 because of inflation. Okay? Yep. $600. Now, for a brief period of time, you may not be able to find a PS5 Pro. Would you agree, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the secondary usual. Market for them will increase. You're going to pay $750, $900, $1,000 for a PS5, whatever. And then over time, more PS5 Pros will come to the market, right? The supply is increasing. All these scalpers, all the bots are now holding a depreciating asset. So what are you going to do? Sell it for what you bought it for pennies on the dollar? No, Jacob, that's not how it works. You don't buy 700 PS5 Pros.
And listen, like, I understand the scalping and the bots and everything. I just think the profit margin outside of the first wave of the PlayStation's life cycle is, if you could get 1,000 PlayStations the day it releases, you'll make some money. You'll make a good amount of money.
But hold
on. If you get it after the second shipment, you're screwed.
You got a lot of depreciating inventory. My question, though, is I think you're going to see, because they know the demand behind it, I think you're going to see, you know, Jim Ryan's big kudos is that he got PlayStation 5 out during COVID and in the way he did. I think you're going to see, now that they know what is in store for them, a huge supply pump on these.
And also, I think they just can't, and not necessarily that it was bad PR, but you could not get a PS5 for a long time because of the COVID shortages. They're going to make sure that doesn't happen.
All the bots got COVID.
Yeah, all the bots got COVID. That's what they're going to tell everybody. But we're going to transition into our last topic, one of Bobby's favorite things to talk about on the entire planet.
Baby, this is going to be a Bobby was right like you've never seen.
Pokemon Day. And before Bobby rips into Pokemon Day, I'm going to give you brief highlights of everything that was announced. Pokemon ZA, which is a Legends Arceus-based game in the Kalos region, we'll get to it. New Pokemon TCG cards that are a borderline watered down of what their current mobile game is for their trading card games. It's going to print them $1.5 billion, but I digress. Then the Kanto starters are in raids that are still unplayable in Scarlet and Violet. Pikachu got a hat in Pokemon Go. They announced Pokemon Sleep stuff. I didn't read about it. If you own Pokemon Sleep, you have a problem. Pokemon Masters, they announced Silver and Gita as characters. Pokemon Masters,
clap it up for Gita,
is a really good mobile game. Gita is the champion of Scarlet and Violet. That's it. That's the whole story. Pokemon Cafe Remix, if you have this one, you have, say it with me, say it with me, you have a problem.
You should not be allowed near a school or a Chuck E. Cheese.
And then Pokemon Unite gets Cerulege. Is Pokemon Unite a good game?
It's a Chinese Pokemon.
It's a MOBA.
League of Legends, yeah.
Yeah. I've played it once or twice because I had to, and it was also free. I had to play it, and I'm like, I don't understand the appeal of MOBAs. I'm shocked at that.
I feel like that is your last, you know, basement dwelling Infinity Stone is League of Legends.
Hear me out. But we'll get into the Pokemon stuff, I promise. Brief aside, they had a World of Warcraft, the like Blizzard universe MOBA. It was Diablo, it was World of Warcraft, it was StarCraft, it was some of their other IP that I don't care about.
Storm or something.
It was Heroes of the Storm. I couldn't even get into that.
I'm shocked.
You have no idea.
I think if you played League, you'd love it. I think if you played League, you'd love it.
I tried to force my money into the screen, and they wouldn't take it. They could not take it from me.
I'm going to get you hooked on League of Legends.
No, I looked it up. There's way too many characters. It's too well developed. There's no way that I'm going to get into it.
That means nothing. I guarantee you, if I give you a little taste, a little of that.
I know, but you forget about my inability to be bad at anything. So if I'm bad at anything, I will not do it. I just refuse. I'll never do it. So the minute I get into a League of Legends game, I'm going to get absolutely clapped up and I'll never play it again.
We should play That's League why, together, Matt. We should start a League.
Maybe.
Are we
we'll start a League of Legends? League.
Are we called single? Well, the pod, we're changing the podcast to mid lane.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, because you're you don't know League.
Because I don't play MOBAs. But overall, holy shit, this was underwhelming. Pokemon Za, that's what. And people in the comments, Jacob, are gonna say no. It's Pokemon Z dash A.
It's a good game because they're going back to the Kalos region. And the thing about the Kalos region is, well, in Gen 6, there was a lot of underappreciated parts of it. And if you look at the topographical map that they show at the beginning of that, it clearly isn't.
Shut up. Shut up. Terrible.
Bad. The only redeeming quality of this entire thing is that I think, and this is a huge, I'm giving Pokemon such a leap of faith here. I think they figured out that we hate all of the other fucking gimmicks.
Oh, they're bringing they're back Mega. They're just like,
they're what? Bringing back like, Mega.
Oh my God. What about that one that was good before we ruined it? We just bring that one back.
They're giving and then you have the guy back who,
and
Megas.
Then, like, this is like you have just like. Let me paint the picture.
Paint it for me.
You have just this, I'm like this mad scientist. Like it's clearly like a homeless man that's wandered into the Nintendo boardroom. He's like, "What if they got big?" And then they're like, "Oh, I guess we can make them big." And then he's like, "What if they turn into diamonds?" And then he's like fighting because he's like, "What if they turned into steaks?" They're like, "Get this guy out of here! Just bring back Mega Evolution."
So they bring back Mega Evolutions,
no,
and I'm both.
I don't care. It's too late. It's too fucking late.
I'm excited and terrified because this means one of two things. It means that they've recognized their issue. They did internal introspective thought and were like, Megas was really the only good gimmick that we had.
Guys, what if we just waited a year to make... What if we took a gap year, listened to what people want, and did that?
That is the healthy scenario of this. Or they're like, listen, we're back at Gen 6. Want to stop coming up with gimmicks? Let's revisit all of them.
My favorite part of this is just ignore Gen
5. Give the gimmicks back.
They just ignore Gen 5. That's my favorite part of this. That's the best part of this.
So there's the like Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3 camp where it's basically when you played your original Pokemon. When you played the original Pokemon, which generation were you in? Then it was Gen 4. Nobody gave a shit about Gen 4. Nobody really liked it. Gen 6, if it wasn't for Megas, would have been the worst generation of all time. Gen 7, literally no one cared. Gen 8, no one cared. Gen 9. Nobody is saying to anyone. That 4, 6, 7, 8, or 9 were their favorite Pokemon game. Gen 5 is the only gen out of 1, 2, and 3 that people say is their favorite. And they decided not to touch it.
What if they do like a terrible remake like they did for Diamond and Pearl?
How?
That's what you it deserve.
It is the only Pokemon game I have not played. And I was like, can't wait for the remake. Gonna play it. This will be the one way that Pokemon will get me to spend money on Pokemon again.
No, well, hold on. We're going to talk about how they're going to get you to mortgage your house in a second here.
Maybe. But overall, very, very poor Pokemon Day. Jesus Christ.
I think, can we talk about the card game? Can I ring the Bobby Was Right bell? They were
the
like,
card game is going to make them absolutely
What if we commoditize our digital products? And then we charge
Pokemon
people money
NFTs
to roll the dice on more of them.
So they have that in the current Pokemon trading card
but,
game.
But you can't, but
on your
on,
phone.
But hold on.
You do not go like this and open the. It was genius.
Let me tell you something. That guy deserves a raise. Z-A?
Get him out of here. Pokemon Za.
Like, you have to admit.
If you don't have a pizza legendary, I'm going to lose my
That is the worst name.
I just...
This makes Triangle Strategy look like Citizen Kane.
So, like, we know, like, this is worse than, like, an Xbox name.
Yep.
This is worse. Because they already had a naming scheme. It wasn't like Xbox was like, we have no idea what the fuck to name it. 360. Done. What about one? Sure. X. Fuck it. Don't care. Pokemon had a whole theme. The Legends games. It was Legends and then the mythical Pokemon from that region. Legend Zygarde, I think, is the third legendary from that game. Maybe. Legend whatever. Victini. Is Victini from that one? The little Fire Mew clone? Za. Pokemon Za. And then everyone's in the comments like, oh, if you flip it around, it's AZ, who's the main villain of Pokemon in the Kalos region. He was the one that started the war, blah, 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 shot the Mega Cannon or whatever. And I'm like, you have played way too much Pokemon, my friend.
You are a 45-year-old man.
Named Jacob that uses an Android.
Let's
bring you to New Orleans, Jacob.
Jacob, the
Samsung.
Let's Samsung's
bring you to
Holland.
New Orleans.
Can I just, before we go into this question of the week?
Yep.
Viewers, loyal viewers, for going on 3 years now, which is wild.
Right? Insane.
You are lucky that Matt and I didn't break our MacBooks over our knees, throw our wallets into the Gulf of Mexico, and start a new life in New Orleans.
So close.
It almost happened.
But we're here for you guys. We're here for you guys.
I got on the plane back home and immediately just, I regretted it.
Yep. Should have just turned right back around.
I was talking to a mutual friend of ours. Her name starts with an A. And I was like, I would eat broken glass. You put Summer 16 Bobby in New Orleans. Let me tell you, if I was in New Orleans and I heard one dance for the first time, it'd be over.
I can tell you right now, and I want everyone to know this listening to this podcast.
It would be over.
That Bobby was very against New Orleans when I brought it up.
Because I knew what would happen to me.
And now we get into the Discord question of the week.
Brought to you by Philip Morris
Cigarettes. Philip Morris Cigarettes.
Breathe in satisfaction.
We are never going to get rid of our mature rating on YouTube. No shot. Discord question of the week. What is a game that you hate that everybody loves? Bobby, thoughts? You have immaculately bad taste in video games. What's something that you hate that everybody loves?
I mean, Minecraft is up there. League is up there. The shit that I hate. Mass Effect? I know this
really?
It seems like a game I would love because of the storytelling, but space shit just doesn't. Unless it's a good space game like Helldivers 2.
Relax. How many hours have you logged into Helldivers 2?
Not many since I got
That's
home last
what I thought.
Week. Only I just have been
That's
working,
what I thought.
You know.
Yeah,
and,
sure,
and
sure,
making
sure, sure, sure.
large-scale purchases. The compound is expanding.
I noticed that you didn't mention Baldur's Gate 3. Is it because you actually secretly love it and have already platinumed it?
No, it's because I'm just so recently battered by it that I tried to purge it from my... Yeah, fuck Baldur's Gate 3.
That's fair. One of our viewers, Thick Meats, said Overwatch, and I get that. I'm not a huge fan of Overwatch.
Soft.
Oh, hold on.
Jacob's calling you.
No, the CPA is trying to get live into this episode. He's trying to get what his response is.
Soft.
Rocket League. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't know you were six. I didn't know you were six.
Get him out of here.
Oh my God.
Cut this entire part.
The CPA said Rocket League. Who do you hang out with that plays Rocket League? Who? Name one person. You can't, as an adult, you can't say Rocket League.
You know that guy on Instagram that I always send you from time to time? He does like the anime character.
Yes.
He's got like the body pillows.
Yep.
That's what I feel like people imagine the CPA is like. And you know what? They're not wrong.
They're not wrong. They're not wrong. And then mine is, I hate Bloodborne. I really do. It's not a good game. The aesthetic is bad and the combat's mid at best. And then I also hate Minecraft. I don't know what it is about it. It's so boring. I don't like
in the comments. I'm sleeping safely tonight.
Yeah. Like the build, I don't get it. Like, is everyone just high? Like, is that why people like Minecraft? Because I can get it. Like,
actually, Matthew, if you're more constructively minded and were able to see it as a survival game that includes aspects of building and were really able to appreciate the overall grandeur and scale of the game that encourages creativity and delineates between your standard first-person shooter and something with a little more brain power that's required, you'd understand Minecraft. Shut up. That's the comment you're going to get.
Because what I want to escape from real life, I want to go fucking build. I want to slay a damn dragon.
I just want to escape from real life. I book a ticket to New Orleans. It's not a real place.
It's not. It's its own microcosm. It's a great place to be. But as we take it into a landing,
why is the whole country not that?
Because our GDP would be...
Do you understand... Our main export would be hurricanes. I mean, our main export right now is like hurricane missiles, but...
Yep. Want to remind you all to get into the Discord so that you can answer these Discord questions of the week. We want you to like, follow, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so that you never miss a single episode of the Playconomics podcast, because unless we are in New Orleans, absolutely on a riverboat fighting alligators... We are here, and we are making you video game content. And as always,
happy gaming.